This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Some folks love this time of year, the cooler weather, a time for pumpkin picking, and preparations are underway for a safe, non-contact Halloween. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, loves the fall and joins us to share her list of events and activities that you can enjoy this weekend. Tanya, good morning.
Oh, hey, good morning, Jennifer. You've caught me drinking my gingerbread spiced coffee with my pumpkin muffin in my cozy socks.
I thought so. It sounds like you are embracing autumn, Tanya.
I certainly am. And if you're like me, you'll want to spend the weekend somewhere picturesque doing something that celebrates the season. So I'm heading to the Fall Fest at Shady Brook Farms in Yardley. This is both a day and a nighttime festival where you can pick pumpkins, enjoy socially distanced wagon rides, and even do some go-karting.
It sounds great. I'm assuming there are some tickets, maybe advanced tickets required?
You assume correctly. Tickets are timed, so you have 3 hours to enjoy, and the fest goes through October 31st.
That's really nice jazz music. I am so hoping this is something we can enjoy together.
We can. It's at Woodmere Art Museum in Germantown. They're hosting an outdoor jazz series on the next two Saturday nights. This weekend features the music of Linda Ronstadt, who some may not know has recorded a couple of jazz albums.
Let our love be safe and sound.
Next weekend, it's a tribute to Lee Morgan and Horace Silver. Now get your tickets in advance because those shows are in high demand. Jennifer, I bet you're familiar with Little Golden Books.
Yes, and I read them to my kids, Pokey Little Puppy, Three Little Pigs, right?
He had to squeeze in through a wide place in the fence.
Yeah, Three Little Pigs, Pokey Little Puppy, one of the hottest selling of the children's books of all time.
Yes.
You'll be happy to know that the American Swedish Historical Museum is hosting a free book fair and a family fun day this Sunday. It'll be outside on the museum's terrace, and every child will get a free little golden book. Though I believe they call them just golden books now, but you know, reading is always golden, right? There will be activities, including craft stations and a book sale. It all gets started at noon.
It seems like the pandemic, Tanya, has produced more free events for children and families, both virtual and in person.
That's a good point, Jennifer. And I have another fun event. Chestnut Hill's Night of Lights is actually every night through October 25th. It's a great choice for families because it's outdoors and it's free. You can view the light installations on Germantown Avenue that reveal the neighborhood's history and tell your own story of the time we're living through now, which is certainly historical. The lights come on at 7 p.m. every night.
That is great. It sheds some light on history, and there's history in the making. Wow.
Are you ready yet for Halloween?
No, not quite yet.
Well, it's still a ways off, but I've got something spooky to share this week. The University of Delaware's Resident Ensemble of Players, or REP, is producing an audio version of Dracula. There are a total of 5 episodes dropping every Friday night in October on WVUD, getting started at 7 p.m. We'll link you to the first one, and you can check out the rest.
Well, for those who are thirsty to do more, we have other virtual events this week, don't we? That was my attempt at Dracula.
I see what you did there. The Philadelphia Outfest is online this year, live streaming on Saturday with hosts Paula Dean White and Ebony Fierce. I love that name. Started at 6 p.m. on YouTube, and this year's theme is Unity in the Community.
Thanks for your picks this week, Tanya. We'll let you go back to your gingerbread drink or whatnot before you go. Please tell us where we can find out more.
Jennifer, you are welcome to join me for a socially distanced cup anytime. You can head to whyy.org/things to do for details on all that we just discussed and even more.